Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Mark Ireland with us. First-time guest is the Sister of Helping Parents Heal. Now, that's an organization with more than 24,000 members that assist bereaved parents worldwide. He has participated in mediumship research studies conducted by the University of Arizona and the University of Virginia, and currently operates a medium certification program, which we'll talk about as well. His book is called The Persistence of the Soul. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And under, unfortunately, very sad circumstances, if you would, if it's not too painful, if you could
tell us what happened. Absolutely.
So
I guess as a precursor to my story of what brought me back into my father's realm, my dad was a pretty prominent psychic and medium who practiced mainly in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and eventually became a counselor to Mae West, Amanda Blake, David Jansen, some other Hollywood celebrity types. Mm-hmm. And I even have a handwritten note from Mamie Eisenhower written to him in 1956 when he married my mom. So
he would have been a regular on this program had we been around then.
Yeah, I know. He was ahead of his time.
Yeah. But,
you know, I grew up with that father, and I saw not only the psychic stuff, but the, you know, the spirit messages coming through at times with great specificity, first and last names, details. So even as a kid, I saw this, and I had a confidence that, man, there really is more than just this. You know, there is another realm beyond this. And growing up with that, it gave me a level of confidence. But I took my own path. You know, how many of us really want to be our parent, right?
That's right.
So I went to college, got a degree, got married at a pretty young age, and had a couple of kids. If you fast forward, my 18-year-old son, my younger of my two sons, Brandon, was hiking in the mountains, or going to go for a hike in the mountains behind our Scottsdale, Arizona home at the time. And that particular day, I just had this kind of bad feeling, or almost like a premonition that he shouldn't go, but I couldn't talk him out of it. And he was 18, and his last words to me, "We're going, Dad." So he went on this hike. My wife and I were across town for most of the day. I get a call later in the day from the boys, actually from my older son, who intercepted a call from the other boys on the mountain who were with Brandon. They said he was having trouble passing out and so on. So they asked me to call 911, which I did. We rushed back. By the time we got there, there's a horde of spectators and ambulance, fire truck, and a helicopter came down. And a short time later, we learned that our son had passed. We didn't know the cause of death initially. But all I could get was what his best friend who was with him and tried to revive him had said. And that boy, Stu, told me that, you know, Brandon had reported that his heart was beating fast and his arms were kind of numb. And then he vomited shortly there, after that. And then he says, I have to lay down. And he laid down and didn't wake up again. So that's really kind of what led me, you know, to get back into my dad's field and look at it from a different perspective, obviously.
Did he go into atrial fibrillation or something?
So here's what happened. We didn't get an autopsy report for about a week. But at this point in time, my dad had been gone for a number of years, but I had an uncle who was still alive with similar abilities. And I talked to him briefly the day it happened. And about 3 days, he asked if there's anything he could do for me. And I said, you know, if you can get any kind of message or connection, I'd really appreciate it. And I was 3 days later, I was in the mortuary making arrangements. We connected by cell phone, and he told me, he says, you know, last night I tried to connect and I got nothing, but this morning I was doing my meditation, is how I start every day. And your dad came to me, and he looked the same as he always has, and he hadn't seen me in a long time, but I have had connection with him since he passed. He said he was there when Brandon crossed over. He helped Brandon adjust. Brandon was a little confused in the beginning, and that he wanted you to know you're the best parents he ever could have had. But what he gave me along with that, the feel-good message, was the evidence. He said, your dad said Brandon's death was caused by a lack of oxygen in his bloodstream that caused his heart to fail. So the autopsy was conducted a day or two later. I got a call from that physician, and she told me that his death was caused by a severe asthma attack that had causes blood oxygen levels to drop, leading to cardiac arrest. So uncle essentially told me the cause of death 2 days before it was official.
And this led you on your path?
It was probably the first step, yeah. It led me down this path of kind of reengaging with my dad's field. See, I was always proud of my dad, and I would always take friends to see him and things like that, but it's not like it was the front and focused, most predominant thing in my life that I was focused on. But it did, yeah. It brought me back into this, and there's a number of remarkable things that kind of lined up right after this that almost made it seem like it was a synchronistic thing.
We'll get into that in a second, Mark. Did your father try to force feed any of this towards you?
Not really. I mean, he always told people that he thought I was psychic. But he has said other people were psychic, too. Well, you know, now I know everybody's psychic to some degree. It's just how much you have of it and how much you trust it or use it or even are aware of it. But, no, he never forced me to do, you know, that. It was pretty much he wanted me to be my own person and take my own path. And even just before he passed, I saw him like 2 weeks before. He told me he was proud of me. And, you know, at that point in my life, it was pretty much a business career that I had done.
Was your family related to the actress Jill Ireland by any chance?
No relation. No, nor Kathy Ireland.
I bet you get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I used to, but I guess that they're not as big a name as they used to.
Nobody remembers her anymore.
No, it's kind of a shame. Yeah, and part of this, too, is, you know, is has been enabled me to kind of restore my dad's legacy to some degree, because I think he's just unknown by a lot of folks, but he was tremendously gifted and helped a lot of folks.
What have you learned about the afterlife?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the first thing I look at is what evidence sources do we have? Mediumship is one, and I've got a lot of experience, you know, with that, in dealing with mediums. I actually know a few of the ones that you've had on, like Michelle Clare and Suzanne Wilson, sure, and other researchers like Tricia Robertson from the Scottish Society of Psychical Research. The nature of the afterlife itself, you know, it's, I guess we could all speculate what it's like. My view of it is, you know, you're a soul in a body, and when you leave here, the part of you that's non-physical gravitates to the plane of existence where you belong. And I think there may be various planes, but general terms, I lean on kind of what a lot of the NDE researchers, how they describe things. And actually, my dad had some thoughts about it, too, that make it sound like it's an environment, if you will, that exudes love and compassion, acceptance, a deeper love than you can even experience here on Earth. But the sole purpose is for progression and to evolve, and that's why we come here and go through some of this suffering that we do. And some of it's not all suffering, but my thought is we grow through that process, and this world maybe refines you faster than being on the other side, because if you're in a realm without all the challenges, or where you have to be cognizant of giving and caring for others and then things like that, maybe this world stretches you a bit more, but maybe takes you, refines your soul to a greater degree. So maybe that's a nebulous answer, but I don't know that any of us knows exactly how to describe that, you know, being here.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What are some of the remarkable things that have happened to you, Mark, that continue to lead you to believe that this is the real thing?
Well, there have been so many. I'll just go back to right right after my son passed, but it was about a month later. I was watching the NBC affiliate news station in Phoenix, and they were showing information about a study being done at the University of Arizona at the time, where mediums were being giving readings under blinded conditions where they couldn't see the sitter. The sitter couldn't see them, so there's no chance of cold reading. And a lot of really phenomenal information was being shared. It was very specific. And the first medium I saw in there was Alison Dubois, who later became famous because of the network show Medium. And I thought, wow, I'd love to be in that lab someday, and I'd love to get a reading from Alison Dubois. Little did I know both of those things would later happen. In fact, the very next day, I got a call from a man named Jerry Conser, who knew my dad. He was friends with my dad, and he called me, and he says, hey, Mark, I know what you've been through, and I know someone who might be able to help you. Her name is Alison Dubois. And then he gave me a phone number I could call to get an appointment, which I did have later that year. And then I ended up in the lab for, actually there was a Discovery Channel feature filmed the day I was there. And the medium that read for me in the lab, for that particular time was, Lori Campbell. But some of the affirmations that came through those readings were quite remarkable. Taking the Alison Dubois one, for example, she went in there with very limited knowledge of me. I tried to kind of, in most of these, tried to shield my identity, or at least sure. how much anyone could know about me, just so I'd know that it's the real deal. But she, 2 weeks before I met her or went in for that reading, I met a person who my dad had a manuscript that was never published, and it was in a box with 8.5 by 11 pages stacked up. It was called Your Psychic Potential, A Guide to Psychic Development. And this fella hands this to me, and he says, this is, your dad wrote this book years ago, 1973. And I said, how'd you get it? And he said, well, you were out of state at the time, and before your dad passed, he gave it to me for safekeeping. And I'm like, well, why are you giving this to me now? And he says, I don't know. I just feel like I'm supposed to. Well, the reading with Allison was 2 weeks after that. And very early in the reading, she says, I have your father here, and he's showing me a book, but I think it's his book. And it's for you to take forward. Does that make sense to you? And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And I've subsequently been able to get that book published, which is pretty cool. And then she had a number of other things. She also shared from my son, happy 25th anniversary, which my wife and I had just had about 2 months before that, and she would have had no way of knowing that. She came through with a number of names that made sense and other information, but it was a really good reading.
What do you say, Mark, to people who don't believe in the afterlife?
Well, you can only say so much. It depends on their perspective. If they're open-minded and willing to consider evidence, that's one thing. And that's really this book that I put out. It's got personal stories, but it also has the scientific evidence to back it up in there. I think you need somebody with an open mind. You can be a skeptic, but not a debunker. If you've already made up your mind and you're a physicalist or slash materialist, and you think that consciousness is just an epiphenomenon of the brain and there's nothing more than matter, then I'm going to just waste my breath talking to somebody like that. But somebody who's open-minded, I can share evidence and personal stories of things, and they can have their own experiences too, whether that's with a medium or through some other practice. I think it was 2 or 3 days after Brandon passed, I wanted my own kind of connection before I ever met with any mediums. And I just went into a darkened closet and tried to meditate and concentrate and just ask for something to come through. And within a reasonable period of time, I had an image on my son's face smiling, kind of scrolling across. And then shortly, right after that, was a cross with an oval loop at the top. And I'd seen those, but I didn't really know what they meant. So I went and Googled it and found that it's an Ankh, which is the oldest cross of human history. The lower portion represents physical life, and the upper oval loop represents eternal life. So what I had there was a message that I had to decipher that I didn't know what it meant. It kind of conveyed to me, hey, your son's fine, he's happy, and he's in the afterlife. But there's so much evidence out there through the near-death research stuff, through mediumship studies. But I think the best thing is people have their own experiences, and those direct experiences are what really will change you and change your way of thinking.
Was your first book called Soul Shift?
That's correct. It was Soul Shift. And that was kind of the story that I'm talking about now is kind of the precursor to The Persistence of the Soul. But yes, that was the first book. And that was more of a memoir, and it journaled all these experiences that happened, you know, immediately after, including the first four readings that I had, and then information about some of the other experiences. One of the most remarkable had to do with my wife, actually. And this one was not through a medium. This is a direct experience, so therefore very compelling. Well, we were going to take our son Brandon on a cruise for his graduating from high school. And since he had passed, we took our older son and we took Brandon's best friend, Stu, who I mentioned earlier. We went on this cruise. We came back, and this is 6 months after Brandon had passed. And my wife was sitting at the foot of our bed, and while there, she felt a presence with her that she knew it was Brandon, and she actually saw a shadow figure out of her peripheral vision.
Wow.
Now, here's what even makes it more compelling. The very next day, we get a call from someone else. Now, this person, his name's James Linton. Brandon was a bass player, and James is a musician. He needed to borrow a bass while we were gone, and so Susie loaned him Brandon's bass. Well, he calls the very next day after Susie's experience. He has no knowledge of her experience, and he says, "Hey, Susie, got something to tell you, but I don't know how to share this." And she's afraid he broke the bass or something. But he says, "Well, I was recording this song, and while I was in the studio, I felt another presence in there with me, and I saw a shadow figure out of my peripheral vision. Then I saw flashes of white light, and I thought I was hallucinating, so I went and drank water, I took a shower, I got something to eat, but every time it just came back stronger and stronger, and finally I said, okay, Brandon, what do you want? And he said that he was then guided to redo this song and redo the words, and it came out as something called The Other Side, and he said, this is the best song I've ever written, but I didn't write it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.